One kid walked into a pole, a young woman fell into a manhole, another tumbled into a fountain in a Pennsylvania mall as bystanders laughed. Yeah, LOL. But just how many people have been hurt texting while walking? Well, Ohio State University researchers found more than 1,000 went to the emergency room in 2008, and the number of texters has more than doubled since then. So should texting while walking be treated like texting while driving and possibly outlawed? Some legislators are trying, and one small town has succeeded. Beth Titel has reported on all of this for the Boston Globe. She joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
That's what I love about your columns, Beth. It always starts with kind of a nonsensical, texting while walking. And then you get all this deep research. For instance, people are going to the emergency rooms.
That's what really interested me. I interviewed an emergency room doctor from Kentucky who said that people are, in his words, drop kicking a fire hydrant. That's what they see. And he said that texting is best done in a stationary position.
But we have all been slammed into by someone texting, and some of us are doing, the slamming. Who are some of the people that you met? What are some of the accidents?
Well, one of the accidents was a woman who was on her way to a job interview, and she was texting friends for advice on how she should act during the interview, and her heel got caught in a brick in the sidewalk near Park Station, and she fell down and broke her arm. Actually, she went through with the interview, but did not get the job, unfortunately.
And had a broken arm. And there are two problems there. Those of us in Boston know, number one, texting while walking. Number two, wearing heels.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the heels. Maybe they should outlaw walking in heels.
Right, on our brick sidewalks.
That's actually. And a high school student told me he bumped into a pole at Fenway Park, and he was just such a high school boy, because he said that even though it really hurt, he just kind of shrugged it off and pretended he didn't even feel it. He ended up with a big bruise on his face.
Well, some are serious. I mean, you cite the young girl who fell into a manhole, fell into human waste.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And there was a teenager in Florida who actually died. So people joke about it. And for the most part, it really is just bumping into something. But it can actually be a really serious problem. You know, Robin, we're joking about it, or people can joke about it, but the risk has been recognized by a number of organizations, including the American College of Emergency Physicians, the U.S. Congress Office of Compliance, and the Governor's Highway Safety Association. In January, that group actually speculated that the lack of progress on reducing pedestrian deaths may be in part due to all this texting.
This is just amazing. So what are states doing? What are legislators doing to try to address it?
Well, actually, legislators in several states have tried to outlaw it, but with no success whatsoever. There's a guy in New York, who keeps filing legislation. That's going nowhere. The only place that really has had any luck is this tiny town, Rexburg, Idaho, with a population of about 28,000. They will actually fine people $50 if you're caught texting while crossing the street. And that's only the first offense. After that, it goes up to $150.
For crossing the street while texting. But on the other hand, the industry is trying to make it easier for people. So what are some of the...
That's actually what cracks me up. There's a lot of enablers out there. First of all, there are entire cities in Spain and Finland that have embedded traffic lights in the street itself so that people don't actually have to look up while they're texting. You can just keep on texting and see the green or the red light
in the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, of course, the joke, there's an app for that, but there's actually apps called, one's called Type and Walk, another one is called iType to Go, that allow texters to see what's in front of them as they stride along typing. The phone's camera actually lets them see reality, but of course, filtered through your phone screen.
These are apps that the smartphone people are trying to get on the market that you can actually, as you're texting, your camera will show you where you're walking.
Yes, exactly. So you don't have to ever look up. And also another thing is most of the texts, or majority of them, are really not about anything important. It's like LOL, WRUD, what are you doing?
And you also met people who texted after they'd been injured, what had happened?
Yes, I interviewed a young woman who was in South Boston. She was texting and walking. She stepped between two cars and into the path of an oncoming car, and her foot got run over. And, of course, the first thing she did was check to see her foot was. Incredibly, she was not injured. So I said to her, "What did you do next?" She said, "I sent a text. Oh, my God, I was just hit by a car." So, these people are unstoppable.
Beth Titel with the Boston Globe will hook you up with her writing at hereandnow.org. Beth, thanks as always.
Thank you.